And when we get behind close.
1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Tony Pilkington.
Yeah, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the show, if you don't mind. It has your father of an afternoon. And Richard Pascoe's on the line, the Adelaide tech guy, to answer all of your questions about your computers and phones and internets and what have you and those about. How are you, Richard?
Really good, Pilko. I can answer any question you've got, whether it's iOS or Windows or OS 10 or whatever platform you're on.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute or so. I didn't get any of that. Let's take some calls for you, Richard. John's on the line. Hello, John.
Why are you here? Tony?
Yeah, pretty good all round, Zabouts, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Hi, Richard. G'day, John. Richard, I've got a 32 gig memory stick.
Yep.
A what?
And I want to know if I can lock it so people can't access the files.
Well, you can, John, but you're much better off just sending it all up to the cloud.
To the what?
Oh, right, that really is the cloud.
To the what?
Well, it's very secure, John, more secure than locking your stick.
Hang on a minute or so.
Well, I'll look into that. Thanks, Richard. No worries, John.
All right, good luck with your memory lock and sticking cloud there, John. Let's talk to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Oh, hi, Tony. How are you?
Cross-eyed, there's a
right.
What can I do for you, Mary?
Oh, hello, Richard. I've got a 2 terabyte hard drive.
Hang on a minute or so. Jurassic Park, if you don't mind.
Sorry?
What?
2 pterodactyls in the...
No, terabytes, Pilko.
Yeah, I sure did. Took his head off, if you don't mind.
What's the problem, Mary?
Well, I plugged it into my Mac.
Yeah, raincoat.
Accidentally, and now my Windows computer won't recognise it.
Oh, that's easily fixed, Mary. Just plug it back into your Mac and then reformat the drive as FAT32.
Hang on a minute or so, Jenny Craig. What's
and then plug it back into your Windows machine and it will then recognise it.
All right, so FAT32.
That's it, Mary.
Great, thank you, Richard.
No worries.
All righty, good luck with the weight loss there, Mary. And Richard, we'll catch you next time for a minute or so that I don't understand.